JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
This time yesterday, astonished at the numbers, and of course there's been some response to the dairy. The payouts look good.
Yeah. We'll just sort of briefly recap, I suppose, on that remarkable global dairy trade auction yesterday. You know, Mike, when I saw that, I actually thought it was wrong. I had this moment and I thought, oh gosh, they've changed the rules and I'm not up with it. I'm not up with the play and I'm going to make a complete fool of myself on radio talking about it, because they were that far above where we expected to. Now, I think you're talking to Miles Sorrell this morning, is that right?
Yep.
So just to sort of set the stage, I suppose, for that conversation, we are seeing upward revisions to the projected farm gate milk price. So bank economists have run their ruler over the implications. ANZ have lifted this year's forecast payout to $7.70 per kilogram of milk solids. That's up 50 cents. And also their projection for the following year, 21-22, to $7.30. Westpac, I think they're up to $7.90, $7.25 for the following year. ASB have said the risks are to the upside. The question really here is over sustainability. Fonterra, they are assessing the situation, and you will bring us the gospel from Mr. Harrell this morning.
Correct. What about Australia?
Oh, yeah. The Australian Statistics Bureau released fourth quarter GDP numbers, 3.1% surge in fourth quarter GDP, much higher than economist expectations. So cue the fanfare, lots of positive headlines for the lucky country, world-leading growth. Cast your mind back to their third quarter numbers. It was 3.4%. That was much better than expected as well. So over the whole year, the Aussie economy has shrunk 1.1%, which is much better than the expectations of a 1.9% decline. This is the first time ever the Aussies have had two consecutive quarters with growth above 3%. You also need to consider that fiscal stimulus was substantially reduced over the final quarter of the year. Household consumption led the charge, up 4.3%. Consumption 60% of GDP over there. Very important, looks very strong. They had to navigate the withdrawal of the JobKeeper program, similar to our wage subsidy. Just for comparison, we released fourth quarter GDP on the 18th of March. Recall we fired out 14% GDP growth in the third quarter, but we had a big slump in the second quarter.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be fascinating to see whether we've got any life left in Q4. Building, are we building?
Yeah, this is dwelling consent. So this is, are we planning to build, I suppose, is the correct answer to that. This is part of the picture in the great housing debate. Dwelling consents point to the supply side of the issue. Doesn't resolve the issue, but certainly part of the landscape. Dwelling consents still very strong. That's a positive for ensuring there's plenty of product. Number of new homes consented in the year ended Jan 2021, 39,881. I'd call that 40,000. That's up 5.8% from the compared to the end of Jan 2020. For the record, we haven't quite hit that 1974 number, which was just over 40,000, but we're very close. 144 houses, the difference there. I do want to, people keep throwing that number out there, but you've got to relate it back to population.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we're building 7.8 houses. The 7.8 dwelling consents per 1,000 people at the moment. Back in 1974, it was 13.5. And we've got to think about population growth as well, which has stalled. So to me, supply looks good. Main growth is in multi-unit development. Very much flat in terms of standalone houses. We don't seem to build a lot of them anymore. Auckland very strong, over 3,000. That's up 18%, but there was a big apartment development in those numbers as well. I think it's the old council builders in Grays Ave. I think they're doing a 276-unit apartment development. There looks really nice too, from the stuff I looked at, the docs I looked at yesterday.
Mike, got a little too busy set aside for yourself there, have you, Andrew?
Oh, well, it'd be nice and close to that, but I don't do town, Mike. Sunny North Shore, remember that?
That's true.
I only go across the bridge when I absolutely have to.
Right, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, those pesky interest rates keep going up in the US. The Dow Jones, 31,475. They're up 85 at the moment. The S&P 500, flat or down 12, 3,858. But the NASDAQ, it is down just over 1%, 1.2%, down 157 points, 13,201. The FTSE 100, 6,668. They were up 55 yesterday. The Nikkei, 29,559, up about 0.5%. The Shanghai Composite stormed up almost 2%, closing at 3,576. The ASX 200, the Aussies gained 0.82% on the back of those GDP numbers. That 6,817 was the close. We eked out a meagre gain of 15 points yesterday, up 12,000. 3.59 was the close. On the currency markets against the US, 0.7262, 0.9301 Aussie, 0.6014 Euro, 0.5194 pounds, 77.64 is the Japanese yen. Gold is at its lowest level for quite some time, $1,719. Brent crude, $64.17.
Look forward to your company tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.